So I asked you if you had to say, I don't know, there's definitely two sides, obviously, to the story, because some people that I come across think that 2018 has just been the most incredible year of opportunity and growth and prosperity. I got to say that I kind of fit into that category. I've had a cracking year. And then on the other side, you've got people who are just like, I cannot wait to see the back of 2018. It must now vibe. Get out. So I asked you, what is the hardest pill that you've had to swallow this year? And then when I really racked my brain, I would say seeing one of my most dearest, dearest, most beloved people in my life, her son, has unfortunately gone down the road, the treacherous path of drug addiction. And seeing what that has done to her and the kind of domino effect that it's had through her family, it is just so heartbreaking watching people suffer and not being able to help, you know? And I mean, this person, this boy who I have literally seen grow up, you know, just reaching out time after time and saying, I have a rehab facility ready to take you in. You just need to say, Jane, I'm ready to go. And just never hearing those words, but just seeing him fall to pieces, the stealing, the lying, the vague eyes, and it's just, oh, it is so distressing. So for me, watching the deterioration of someone I love and someone they love and the domino effect definitely has been the hardest pill for me to swallow this year. So I asked you, for you, and we've had so many comments coming through on Facebook and on our SMS 9, taking your voice notes as well on 0617929495. This one says, hey Jane, the hardest pill I've had to swallow is that those whom I love don't necessarily know how to love me the way I need. So I need to set boundaries and love myself unconditionally, therefore creating the love that I crave. That is incredible. I mean, that is so cool that you've made space for yourself and you know what you want. And so in doing that, you have set the boundaries. That's really cool. Hey Jane, my parents are aging, really aging, and I never stopped to notice just how much life's pressures and strains show on their faces now, and that's been a really bitter pill for me to swallow. This one says, a bitter pill for me is that life is unfair, so stop feeling sorry for yourself and just get over it. 0617929495. This one says, the hardest pill to swallow this year has been depression and anxiety. They are very real. It has bitterly affected my family. Oh my goodness. Hi Jane, the hardest pill I've had to swallow this year was watching my own mother look down on me and fall apart when I told her that I'm lesbian and I have a girlfriend. I'm so sorry. Jane, the bitter pill for me is hearing my mum say I love you to a close friend of hers and never having said those words to me. So I make it my duty to tell my boys every day that I love them. So sad but true. Hi Jane, a bitter pill for me has been that I never realized how negative people can attack you when you become a first-time mom. Everyone seems to know what's best. Yeah, I always say we've got to support each other rather than judge. Like, let's just drop the wall and become a touch point of love and support. Life is hard, man. You've got to surround yourself with people that are going to love and lift you up and celebrate your victories. And when the chips are down, they're going to be there for you. This one says, there's so many. I'm just trying to like trawl through this. My husband losing his job with twins on the way plus a toddler. I mean, that must just be sheer overwhelm. And it was actually this morning, if you follow me on social media, I put something up on social media and so many people have inboxed me saying, I needed to hear this today. It's almost like this has been written for me. And I said, if you've woken up feeling overwhelmed, I need you to know that you are not alone and all will be as it should. When I first found out I was pregnant with twins while I had a gorgeous child, not even 2 years old at the time, I went into sheer panic mode. How was I going to do it? Would there be enough of me to go around? How would Cooper cope? Hell, how would Mr. T and I cope? I was a freelancer. How could I afford not to work? Overnight, we were going to go from a family of three just making ends meet to a family of five. And the thought of the running costs made me dizzy with concern. We'd need a bigger house. We'd need a bigger car. We'd need two of everything. School fees, clothes, on and on and on. In my voice, this head rattled off all that needed to be done between birth and them finishing school. You name it, I panicked over it all. Stress made me sick. sick. And at times, I just felt like I almost couldn't go on and ended up in an emotional heap. My mom's words ran calm over me. You can only eat an elephant one mouthful at a time. Yes. Breathe. Dull the noise in your head and do one thing at a time and don't stress about things out of your control. Rather bank that energy and use it for something kind, warm, and useful. You have got this.